91X News.
It's 5 degrees and raining. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. Local fire officials are reminding you about the importance of carbon monoxide alarms inside your home. Belleville fire crews were on scene of a scare last weekend after an alarm at a group home detected a high trace of carbon monoxide.
You cannot see, smell, taste, or feel carbon monoxide. And the only way you're going to get alerted to it and warned of it and be able to take appropriate action is through a carbon monoxide detector.
Fire Prevention Officer Dave McMullen also urges the public to have all fuel-burning appliances inspected annually by licensed technicians. The Loyalist College Fitness Center received a facelift over Christmas break, and students seem to be reacting well to the changes. Front desk attendant Cody Harton says people are trying to use the facility to save some money.
There's free weights coming in this week, which everyone's been really edging towards. The more and more people are trying to get used to this facility because they don't want to pay for Good Life. They want a cheaper or even free way coming in and doing their workouts.
New equipment, fans, lights, and televisions are helping to improve people's workouts. Athletic director Jim Buck said the renovations cost the school about $100,000. The Helmets for Kids Coalition has organized a free public skate at the Wally Dever Arena on Friday, February 3rd from 1 to 2:30 p.m. The skate is being organized to promote proper helmet use with children. Public health nurse Cindy Kirkpatrick says there are some guidelines parents should follow when choosing a helmet for their child.
In terms of fit, we recommend that the helmet be at least 1 to 2 finger widths from the eyebrow. When it's sitting on the head, and you should only be able to fit one finger between the chin strap in your chin. And of course, when a child shakes their head, their helmet really shouldn't be able to move at all.
A limited helmet lending program will be available at the arena for kids that do not have a suitable helmet. A new study says seniors who live in long-term care are at nearly 4 times higher of a risk of developing a respiratory or gastrointestinal infection after visiting a hospital emergency department than their co-residents who don't go to eMERGE. One of the authors, Dr. Andrew Seymour of Toronto's Sunnybrook Health Sciences Centre, says the risk wasn't previously known.
One of the nice things about this study is just highlighting that there is a risk that we have up until now not been aware of just by being exposed to an emergency department.
The study is published in this week's issue of the Canadian Medical Association Journal. An instant negative stock market reaction suggests Research in Motion's new CEO will have to manage a quick turnaround to appease shareholders. RIM shares are down more than 7% on the news Thorsten Hines is in as CEO and long-term CEOs Jim Balsillie and Mike Lazaridis are out. Hines says he's optimistic the company will recover from recent mistakes. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Jose DeBarros with sports.
Former Penn State coach Joe Paterno will be buried Wednesday, and his family has scheduled 3 days of public memorial services this week. Paterno died Sunday at age 85, less than 3 months after being diagnosed with lung cancer. The first public viewing will be held Tuesday. The 10-hour session will start at 10 p.m. at the Pascarilla Spiritual Center on the Penn State campus. Another viewing will take place for 4 hours Wednesday, starting at 8 a.m. A private funeral service is scheduled for 2 p.m. that day. And finally, a memorial service will be held Thursday at 2 p.m. at the Jordan Center, the basketball arena next to Beaver Stadium. There are 6 games lined up for hockey fans to enjoy tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs play the New York Islanders tonight in Long Island at 7 o'clock. The Ottawa Senators play the LA Kings at the Staples Center, which starts at 10:30 Eastern Time. The Sens will attempt to win their first game in the City of Angels in 12 years. Other games include St. Louis visiting the league-leading Detroit Red Wings and Columbus playing Nashville. Defending champion Novak Djokovic has reached the Australian Open quarterfinals for the 5th straight year. He beat former top-ranked Leighton Hewitt 6-1, 6-3, 4-6, and 6-3. Djokovic says Hewitt is a tough opponent.
He obviously made me, made me play an extra shot, and I made a couple of unforced errors, and I got him back to the match. But he, he's very well known for that. He's in the last 10, 15 years been playing, consistently well on the tour. He's a great competitor. I have a lot of respect for him, and I wish him luck.
Djokovic will play the 5th seed of the tournament, Spanish star David Ferrer. That's sports. Here's Rene Rogers with 91X Weather.
The rain continues to fall here in Belleville. Today we'll reach a high of 7 degrees. The rain will continue into this evening with possible flurries beginning overnight and the low minus 1. Tomorrow a chance of snow with the temperature steady at 0. And on Wednesday a mix of sun and cloud with the low minus 2 and a high of 0. Right now it's 5 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Jose De Barros. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.